Greg, we are at time for the technology report. John Almella and Pete Caracas will be giving that report. We have half an hour. This part of it will be done at 6:05.
Okay, I want to start off by saying welcome to New York. Carlos Irfate, Sasefkuma Carlo Kalidouya in my language. Welcome, good luck. I hope you have a good meeting. I'm gonna be discussing with John national operations and technology as a whole, and then for the first portion of this, and then talk about internet specific on the second portion. And we're gonna try to keep it short so that we can have some questions, hopefully. So in terms of national technology and national operations, much of what we do is a lot like what the local stations operations folks do, with some variations. We are basically facilitators. Especially when things go well, we're invisible. You know, we're behind the scenes doing our work. We generally try to provide a safety net for the work that we try to do. Gather sound, collect it, edit it, distribute it, even on the governance side, on many aspects of the business that we do. On the whole, you could say we have five major roles. And I want to say, with the addition of John in the last few months as National Technical Director, we've really been able to expand and at least try to formalize some of these processes in terms of national operations. And I want to really thank Greg and Lonnie for taking the initiative and making this priority enough to bring John on board, because it's desperately needed in terms of facilitation of various things that we do. So what are the major roles? The primary major roles are facilitating national specials, technical coordination throughout the network, operations services and support for our sister stations, operations services and support for our affiliate stations, and looking into emerging technologies. So going back to the first one, national specials, the various functions that we provide, that we serve to deliver these national specials. And I want to have John speak to these.
Hi there. Hello. Part of my job as interim national technical director is to facilitate, provide technical support, and often engineer the frequent national broadcasts. I spend many hours setting up the broadcast lines with the phone company, working with the producers to meet their production needs, hauling close to 200 pounds of equipment around the country, setting up the remote studio, engineering broadcasts, and hauling that same equipment back home. Okay, we have Pacifica Remote Studios. The Pacifica Remote Studio Project, which used to be known as Pacifica Everywhere, is an effort to create portable studio packages for each sister station. These packages will consist of hardware and software that can be used to stream, produce, upload, document, and publicize remote events for the Pacifica network. The packages contain already purchased Macintosh iMac G5s, which are a Unix operating system-based computer with a built-in screen. We're going to be purchasing professional audio interfaces so we can connect to various audio devices and sources. We're going to have remote kits as part of this, which will be a portable kit for each station if they don't already have something, which comprises a mixer, microphones, mic snakes, stands, cables, headphones, headphone amps, CD players, and a travel case. Another unit, which will probably start off with one or two, and it will float in the network, is called a POTS codec, and that's a broadcast line which can uses a regular telephone line to broadcast to Berkeley or to one of our stations so we can do our broadcast, and it gives you a professional quality signal. The software packages, which are both to be purchased and open source software, will be Audacity for editing and mixing, Max MSP, which is also open source for audio format conversion, FTP software to be determined, podcast creating software, and open source office software. We also have Nicecast, which we use for internet streaming, Audio Hijack Pro for recording, MP3 Trimmer, which allows us to edit MP3s without reconversion. In addition, we are going to provide in-person, phone, and online support for these remote studios.
Okay, so the second major role is within us internally as a network to provide technical coordination within the operations staff. And to start off in this area, we just recently initiated a first conference call with the operations staff and some IT staff at the national level. And in general, we created three working groups to start with, one focusing on radio, one focusing on internet IT, and a third focusing on documentation and training. So collectively, with these three working groups, we hope to have a network-wide resource for us to all share and work with. On that note, John's going to talk about two specific aspects of this technical coordination.
Okay. We're going to talk about the needs assessment. This is a really significant project since we have never really worked on our technological needs as a network. We will be figuring out at each unit, each station, the national and the archives, the level of technology we have, as well as what human resources we have to deliver the technological needs of the unit. We will also be looking at the various ways we approach future technological projects. The subjects as part of the needs assessment will include but not be limited to budgetary needs for FY07, including maintenance, upgrades, etc., volunteer and staff training, communications and documentation, resource and process management, increased quality of service, emergency needs planning, redundancy, backup, and security standards. Okay. Now, one of the projects that actually became very urgent in the last week is the KU. And we have an impending problem facing the KU satellite. Some of the uplink equipment is beginning to show signs of impending failure. The uplink amplifier, which is a fairly expensive unit, is acting erratically. Solutions are being worked on together. A number of engineers at our stations are working together to solve this problem. Luckily, we may have a replacement device on our Washington station satellite dish that may be able to replace this failing unit. Additionally, the KU band receivers at many of our affiliates are starting to fail as well. We need to look at a parallel distribution system or systems while continuing to support these affiliates that are still using the KU satellite.
And the last component of this technical coordination, intra-network coordination, that is to me one of the more exciting, is what we called tech talk in the past. And for this, I want to give credit to the affiliates program in Ursula, who provided a lot of the inspiration for this, because she identified, the affiliates rather, helped to identify this as a need, ironically enough, in a sense, before we did internally. If I could tell this board and this public that we could gather dozens of experts in various community media technologies and bring them to a room to share and collaborate for several days in a row and spend less than $10,000 doing it, getting people there, housing, etc., even getting grant money to do so we can provide some assistance for our staff to get there, you would tell me we couldn't do that. But in fact, we did that several years ago. We had two such meetings. And the reason it didn't have legs is because partly we didn't have someone like John in place to provide that national technical coordination, and we didn't have some of the other resources in place. And one of those is a wiki. It was a fundamental tool to help us collaborate and work on a national level. And so that leads into the third and fourth role, that is providing services and support for our sister stations and then for our affiliate stations. What John talked about in terms of the needs assessment and the coordinating of the various workers in terms of these working groups and the wiki all tie in to this. We cannot provide support to our internal staffs and to our external clients if we don't have basic process management like how-to manuals, various documentation, how we do what we do in place on paper. And the challenge there is we're a staff of hundreds spread out throughout the network, so how do we collaborate with such a tool? The wiki presents the perfect medium, in a sense. I don't know if you folks are familiar with wikis, but I'm sure most of you have visited Wikipedia. Wikipedia is based on an application called MediaWiki. It's a free piece of software, open source, and I use that to install on a site we call TechPort. TechPort is the sister site to AudioPort. It was conceived of a few years ago at the first Tech Talk that we did. AudioPort is our tool for audio distribution, and TechPort was conceived as a tool for technical support and operations infrastructure. So this is the first phase of actually realizing this AudioPort sister site, the TechPort. And this wiki is now live, and as of the last couple of weeks, we've been filling it with some content. The project, however, is a long-term project. And though it's live now, I don't really see dividends coming out for the next 3 to 9 months to give our internal staff time to get used to it, to start populating it with data, and for us to better coordinate who's going to be responsible for what aspects of this. But without showing it to you folks and just talking about it, I really can't express the significance of it. This is huge because it's the first time, literally one of the engineers on the call said he'd worked with Pacifica as chief engineer for 5 years, and he'd never had a call to collaborate and communicate with other peer Pacifica staff. So this is a huge step in the right direction, and it's very exciting. I think we're kind of close to this part here. Is there anything else? Okay. So that's the first part. That's national operations before internet. Lastly, I do want to say that working with John has been really great the last few months because it's really helped me to start exercising some of these big picture projects that have been on my plate that I just couldn't tend to alone. And it's also the quality of work that John brings, the dedication that he brings. This is not on the script here. He's here as a part-time staff, and he's putting more than 100% time. And he's giving us his years and decades of expertise, and I just want to publicly thank John for his efforts, too. I want to say that.
When you start a new job, it can be difficult. I would like to thank Pete, Ursula, Otis, and Greg, as well as a lot of other people for their help and support.
So if we can get to questions after I do the internet, if that's okay, just to continue. Okay. I'll be quick with the internet for various reasons. generally speaking, my role at Pacifica for the last 4 years, I've tried to be fairly consistent with this. What I try to do, as many of us, we all say this at least, I strive to fulfill the mission. I don't create content. I don't create any information that you folks do. But in terms of the internet, I see my role as providing as many formats and platforms for the folks that do the content to distribute it and to share it. And part of that is to have always tried to build communities around this online content that we have, or at least potentially have, to create, and to bring in services that tie into this content. It's just in general speaking. So,
Okay. Go ahead.
In general,
sir, I'm going to ask security to remove you if you continue. Please.
Generally speaking, there's a wide range of issues and roles that I have specifically to internet. The primary one is managing content. It's a primary concern. The network has the obvious content that we do over the air, 24/7/5 throughout the network. But there's also content to manage on the management administrative side, and there's content to manage on the board side. And so one of the major challenges that I've had is how to do that in a cohesive way. One of the main my priority in the coming months is going to be reorganizing and revamping an entirely new Pacifica.org. When in terms of content management, that's primarily what people identify with me, but that's just a fraction of it. The new model for Pacifica.org will allow for more producers and staff to participate in the actual editing and adding of the content directly to the site themselves. In fact, it will allow for every Pacifica program to do this directly themselves. And that's a gigantic step forward in terms of content management. In the last few months, I've already released one site for the Pacifica Network, for the affiliates primarily, to manage their own content, and as well as the affiliates beyond that. Actually, it's a marketing tool for us as a network as well, and I'm also going to be releasing in the coming days another site that will allow you folks to manage your own content. Another complaint is that your information, minutes, agenda, etc., doesn't get to the site in a timely fashion, and so that is one of my major roles and functions, and I'm trying to address it, and I have with these solutions. There are a lot of external forces on the web. The internet is a very fast-changing environment, as you folks know. I've been working professionally in the web for 8 years, which is a very long time in internet years. And I've seen a lot of change in certain things and growth in others. My role, I see this in terms of these external forces. For example, independent websites, free services that various online vendors offer that our staff has tried to leverage and has been using for the last few years. I call these as external forces. I don't think that these are barriers at all. I think these are mechanisms and methods we should try to embrace and leverage. There's giant online communities and websites that are already there that we don't need to reinvent the wheel. We can tap right into, and it's something that I try to do with the limited time and resources I have by providing services on the Pacifica side of the web that can hook into these external forces. It's hard to articulate that without showing you folks, and with this next new Pacifica.org, you'll get a really new, good sense of what I'm talking about. And the Pacifica.org will try to tie into a lot of these external, successful, in some examples, incredibly successful websites like MySpace or Blogger.com or Delicious and other such sites if you're from Flickr, etc. So if you're not familiar with these things, it's okay. I want to give a quick rundown of the tasks that I have to deal with on a daily basis. Aside from the content management and all these other pressures that I'm talking about, there's the day-in, day-out technology I have to worry about. Email, for example. Email is critical. You all need it to communicate and do your work. Literally hundreds of messages go through the Pacifica.org domain, and all kinds of issues regarding that technical troubleshooting arise from there. Antivirus, anti-spam, for example, are issues I have to be concerned with because you folks tell me about your virus and your spam and you want me to do something about it. Streaming and looking into streaming resources and technologies by providing the appropriate resources to do streaming, by helping local staff to actually execute the streaming, etc. Looking into emerging technologies. This takes time. This takes research and planning. Many new technologies are going to be introduced. In the last few years, a lot of technologies have come and some have gone already. It doesn't always need to cost us money to be involved in new technologies, but we have to be spending at least time so we can create some basic infrastructure so we can take advantage of the new technologies when they come around, and we're not doing that. We really are not doing that thus far. System administration, maintaining a server, monitoring software, looking for upgrades, etc., management of database, looking into bandwidth, user capacity, etc. These are all system administration tasks that I do. Security and backups, literally hundreds of hack attempts every day on Pacifica.org, hundreds of hack attempts every day on AudioPort.org, hundreds on PacificaNetwork.org. So security and backup to have is significant. The site, in the 4 years that I've been working for Pacifica, I'm proud to say, maybe I shouldn't say it on the web, the site's only been hacked twice, and that is significant considering how many attempts we've had, and so it's an ongoing issue. Other areas and tasks that I need to work on, marketing. Again, doesn't have to spend cost money, but it does take time. If we're not going to spend money into marketing, we have to spend time to do guerrilla online efforts, guerrilla marketing efforts with all these pre-existing online communities they talked about. They're there. We need to leverage them, but we have to allocate human resources to do it. E-commerce. We need to look into other ways, more ways to leverage the e-commerce potentials, ways that are consistent with the mission. This also takes time. If we're not going to allocate money into this, we need to allocate time. As an example, Democracy Now! Just recently put out two new job hiring offerings. It's now making this announcement for them in public. And one of the new job offerings they have is a full-time e-commerce store manager. So they don't have just a webmaster full-time and an IT person full-time and an archivist full-time. Now they're looking for an e-commerce store full-time. So there's four technology-related jobs for one show. And here, on our side of things, I am trying to do all of these myself. And obviously, I'm unsuccessful. And any human being would be unsuccessful trying to do all these tasks. It's not a function of me. If I may say it, I'm sorry. Other roles that I have to take on, management entrepreneurial roles, providing these reports, providing budget priorities for you folks, going to national conferences and speaking on panels well on behalf of Pacifica. These are challenging things to do, to speak well on behalf of technology in the broader community world. When other entities are doing a lot, for example, NPR is transitioning over to new technologies. They've spent years and millions of dollars and have several full-time staff developing these new technologies. We haven't even begun those years of planning. We haven't even started beginning investing those dollars yet. And so in that context, it is challenging to show a good face in technology to the greater community radio world. But I do that as well. I try. Okay, so That's a broad overview of some of the tasks and roles I have. I won't get into more details, but that's just a fraction of the biggies. Again, just to give you a taste of some of the obstacles that I'm up against. And that speaks to workload, and on that I do want to say, I think I've given a misrepresentation of what's to be expected and what can be accomplished by one human at 40 hours a week. And to tie that into what was recently said with the managers in terms of volunteer and staffing, one particular concern I have in this area, and I would love to have the opportunity to train and incorporate volunteers and to do some of these tasks, but that takes tremendous amount of time. Finding the right folks, particularly in this area where they need certain technical skills, and training them, and then the bigger barrier on top of that is security. to allow people access to our servers. You all are concerned about, I've heard people say you're concerned about me reading email. Okay, I understand that. Believe me, I don't want to because I have plenty of my own, right? But the reality is, imagine if I'm opening the server up to volunteers who I can't properly vet and know what their background is, and we can have potential, you know, security violations there. So that's a restriction that I have in this particular area that I'm concerned about. Given that in the big picture, I want to briefly speak about some new projects that I've completed. I mentioned the TechPort Wiki.
So you're aware there's 5 more minutes left, so if you want to leave questions.
Okay, wrap it up in a minute. I mentioned the TechPort Wiki as one project just recently completed. It's live, but again, the content won't start really being there to produce dividends for six to nine months, perhaps. Another site is the Pacifica Foundation site. I wanted to actually demo it and show it to you. It's not quite there, but it's there enough for... that I can have, by the end of this weekend, I'm going to be sitting down with the secretary, Teresa Allen, and I'm going to be showing her how she can manage all of the minutes, agenda, et cetera, herself going forward. That part of the site is ready, and a lot of interesting little ways for interested parties to find meetings, minutes, et cetera, including RSS and other kind of technologies are in place, and that's going to be coming out in the next few days. I'll leave it at that, which is to say, I do my job the same way that I did when I first got into the industry I started my own business in internet. I used my own money, and so I watched every penny. I bootstrap it. I go the extra time if I can to save some extra money. It's what I do, and I bring that to this job. I'm not a flashy kind of tech in that I'm want to be new kid on the block with the first one technology. I don't do that. I'm more interested in the fundamentals. So the things that I ask for and I request, it's not flashy trying to be the first one on the street with the newest and latest and greatest. It's really trying to address the fundamentals. And I want to express that. And finally, for me to fully to provide what you folks need on the board side, what management needs on the administrative side, and what the staff, producer staff need to fulfill our mission. I cannot do this alone. And I want to just finish by saying I've tried to put in writing in the last few fiscal year budgets the need to expand staffing in this area. And I want to just formally say that here. I really desperately need help so that I can start integrating volunteers, working into e-commerce and marketing, better tie into these external efforts, more collaboration, etc. And so that's my request to you. That's it. Thank you.
So I've seen 6 hands already and we have 4 minutes left. Start with Ambrose and Sarf.
First, Dave, why don't we expand the time for another 10 minutes?
Is there any objection? No objection.
Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
I have 3 questions. What percentage of our technical equipment that keeps all of our Pacifica systems on the air is owned by Pacifica? 2, what would it cost to assure that Pacifica owns all of the most advanced equipment necessary to produce all the efforts of the entire Pacifica system? And 3, what additional technical staffing is required in order for us to have a top-notch system functioning?
Okay. Those 3 questions are very big. We can't answer them right now. The reason we can't answer them is we haven't done the needs assessment. Those will be answered, hopefully, once we start the needs assessment. We will start looking at the bigger picture, and we'll be able to answer those questions.
Can you answer either one, like the percentage of equipment?
Yeah, I would say in terms of our local sister stations, obviously the bulk of the equipment is owned, I would say, over 99% by Pacifica, though I can't speak with any...
I'm talking about your national operations.
The national operations, a lot of what we do thus far, for example, these special broadcasts, are with equipment that John or Otis or other technical people that we have in the past outsourced to, they provided the equipment. In this new fiscal, in this coming fiscal year, we make a proposal to at least have the modest equipment in place for us to do streaming of these meetings, streaming of external remote broadcasts, so we can have all that internally. And with regards to human resources, Ambrose, to do our job, I think you said it's fullest or something, I'm a little more modest at this point. I'd rather we start walking properly before we run. And so in the short term, we should look for maybe one other person. For every person you integrate, it takes time to properly integrate them into the system. Working with John is
great. I need a direct answer.
One in the short term, and then in the 2 or 3 year
direct
term,
answer, because I was shocked when I went to the national office to find that Pacifica didn't own most of that equipment. This board needs to know that.
Well, but the money we're talking is, it's not significant expenses, though. I'll just leave it at that. It's not really a significant expense. The real barrier is the human resource barrier.
If for any reason the three of you decided to walk away, what would Pacifica be left in terms of ownership?
Just buy what we have in an FY07 budget and you'll be complete.
That's the whole point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Yeah,
we've got to own that equipment. And this board had better understand that. I did not understand it until I went to the national office and found out that we didn't own the equipment to keep Pacifica on the air nationally. And this is very important. And the other thing is, you've talked about the necessity of upgrading the equipment, the technical skills and necessities of this foundation. We've got to know that, and this board has to deal with that.
Sarv.
We've got to find the money to do it. Stop playing games with each other.
Sarv.
Thank you very much. I don't know whether it's to address to Pete or John, but you, I think John said that one of the immediate problems that you have is the satellite uplink amplifier. Now,
that's correct.
And these affiliates, they take the signals from that, the uplink and downlink.
That's correct.
Now, what is the cost of that amplifier?
That amplifier is about $14,000. The problem is that if we can't get something that's compatible, we may have to replace other pieces of the uplink, and we've heard prices going up to $50,000. We're hoping that amplifier at PFW is compatible so that it'll be relatively small. And this only happened 2 days ago. We got the first inkling 2 days ago that we had a problem.
So
I was working on it when we were doing our discussions with the general managers and Greg and Lonnie. I was working on that. I was talking to people in Berkeley. I was talking to people in PFW. And probably Monday or Tuesday, if we feel that we have the equipment to get that piece of gear and still allow PFW to have a downlink that's functional, I'll probably be going to D.C., because we need to get that piece of equipment as soon as possible, get it over to KPFA in case that piece of gear fails.
All right, thank you.
Also, let me say, we're not exclusively distributing through the KU satellite. For the last year, we have been distributing all of our programs, both on the left channel, which is our regular Democracy Now!, Free Speech Radio News, and other feeds, and on the right channel, which is our specials. Every Pacifica satellite distributed show is also distributed on the Internet. Okay. And that hasn't changed.
So they have that option, though. They can...
Correct, but it's not the desired way from all the clients.
Thank you.
Rob, and then Don.
I want to piggyback on something that Ambrose said, and I want everyone to know that for anyone that's worked with Pete and John or Otis, not only are you competent, you're always courteous, you're responsive to everyone. And we appreciate that. We know that you're overworked and underpaid and brutally... mistreated. and we'll keep it up.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Let me make sure I understand it. Is what you're talking about with your assessment, are you going to actually put together something that will identify the material resources and the technical resources for the Internet operations, for the broadcast operations, and hopefully also for the archives, And will that include, you know, decision-making trees? For example, we've got to decide at some point whether we're going to go digital, and if so, how are we going to pay for that? If we bring these new technologies online, one of the things that we're going to need is we're going to need ongoing training so that we can use it properly. Many of us would like to see our stations have the ability, for example, to do more fundraising over the internet, but they've got to have training and staffing to do those things. So is what you're telling us that somebody is going to come back to us with a plan that says, these are the resources we need to acquire, and these are the decisions that have to be made, you know, by governance and management in order to get that done, and these are all of the accoutrements that we're going to have to put that in place?
Yes.
That's what you're doing.
Yes, it's a work in progress. You don't do this overnight with five entities extended throughout the country. But we are starting. We are trying to identify exactly that. Where do we need to be tomorrow? Where are we today? And what do we have available to us to do that? And finally, a big part of that is inventory, to keep an inventory of what we have. And that includes technical but also documentation so we can facilitate the training aspect.
But when you get done, we're going to then be able to make decisions on how we move into the future.
Correct.
Okay.
We are not the definitive experts on all these areas, so we're tapping into the local sister station and other units' experts so we can collectively gather that, yes.
I have Don and Rip, and I see you, but we only have 5 minutes.
This is going to be short. I can be very short. I do want to echo what Rob has said. I think you're two heroic people, and we deeply appreciate your work. But Pete, my question is for you. I remember at the Pacifica National Board meeting in Los Angeles a few months ago. No, I'm sympathetic to you. You, at that time, put out a fairly desperate plea for support. My question to you is, since the PNB meeting in LA and today, have you seen a response to that plea for support?
And lay it out straight, man.
I appreciate that, Don. I have to apologize for the last perhaps 6 to 12 months. I've reached a level of burnout that really has been difficult for me personally. I do feel that certainly with Greg on board, he certainly seems to be embracing a lot of these technologies. I do feel that we're on the right track. But I do want to apologize for my
Pete.
LA.
No, Pete, please.
I'm being polyfacetious, but okay.
No, I hope you are not serious, because at that meeting we saw the enormous contribution that you make to the foundation. We know that you're hugely overworked. I mean, the addition of the compañero sitting next to you, hopefully, is one of the responses to the LA meeting. And I'm sorry that you even said you apologized, because we were impressed by the fact that you've carried such a heavy load for so long, and you are now beginning to say, look, there has to be a remedy to these resource needs. So do not apologize. I pay tribute to you both. But the only thing is, along with what Rob has said, I think we need very concrete needs lists. Very concrete needs so that we can act, because I don't want to come to a board meeting in another 3 or 4 months and hear that you guys are still working 24 hours a day and not sleeping that other hour. So, I mean, you know, okay.
Rick.
I guess I just have two short questions. And one is, when you gave your report about the KU satellite, you mentioned that it was primarily being used by the affiliates. Are any of the 5 stations using the KU downlink?
Oh, yeah, they use it. They use it constantly.
Okay, so
because
it's not,
they use it for democracy.
The replacement is not just for the affiliates.
No, maybe I misspoke about that.
It was just not included in there.
But
okay.
They use it for national specials, so they need it also.
Right. Okay. Great. And then I kind of want to pick up on what they're saying, because maybe the board doesn't realize that these streams are actually coming out of Pete's house. Okay. So there is no equipment at a Pacifica house, and what I would like to know is, how are we going to get the equipment out of someone's personal house and into the Pacifica house? And that needs to be addressed by the national office.
Okay, Bob? Two minutes left.
Okay. Yeah, I also want to applaud all of your incredible hard work, both of you. As far as the audio archives, which Pete and Otis were responsible for at BAI and KPFT, there's been problems from time to time where it goes down and shows are missing, and I know that comes back to resources. So what would you ask this board to provide, aside from additional people power, that would help with that problem? And also, is it totally unrealistic to think it could be expanded to the other three stations anytime soon?
In that particular incident, though human resources, IT human resources at WBAI are desperately needed years ago, not tomorrow. That aside, the archive issue is just a matter of a simple computer. I would say $1,500 computer would solve the issue in the long term, even.
And a reliable connection to the internet, and I think that that's been a real problem for you guys lately. But we have some ideas about that.
Okay, we're at time for this item. We have a 5-minute break on the schedule, followed by followed by a report of 40 minutes with Dwayne Bradley to discuss KPFT.